This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and this is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having a great, great Saturday afternoon. We are live here from Longmont, Colorado. It's going to be an incredible show for you today. I have put the websites of both guests on my Facebook wall. And while I'm talking, you should buy their books. And I rarely get that crazy about you doing that just like that. But these two guys that we're going to interview today are going to change your life. And you need to pay attention to what they said. So it's going to be a great show. I'm glad you're here. The Week in Network Marketing. I don't know if you guys have seen Ted Knighton's businessforhome.org website, but he's going with all the AAA rated companies these days. And he's just putting out this rating system on all the companies, and I strongly suggest you go to it because there's so many landmines out there in the world of business and the network marketing business where you just don't know which company to pick and why you should pick it. And his website is really great content for checking that kind of stuff out. I believe in him. I believe in Troy Dooley. I believe in Len Clements. I believe in Rod and Marcy Cook. That whole crowd, those people have your interests at heart. And what they're trying to do is make sure that they're creating a level playing field for all these companies out there. So they may miss. They may pick a company that ends up being going out of business or being a scam at some point. But I think they're as good as anybody as picking as to where their heart is as far as picking a company for you to get into this space. Another thing I want to talk about is all you people driving around in your cars that were listening to Alex Jones and to Mary Lou Henry and everybody else, and you accidentally ended up on this show. This show is about taking your destiny into your own hands and not building somebody else's dream, like you're probably doing in your corporate America job. And as great as your job is, you're only as good as that paycheck they're giving you. And I'm telling you, when they decide that they can't afford you anymore, they're going to be able to jettison you, and you won't even see the flash of the hand grenade. So this show's about showing you there's alternatives out there that are going to let you maybe grab your life and build your dream instead of theirs. So my first guest is a cool guy, and we're going to call him Keenan, even though his first name is Jim Keenan, and he's CEO of a company called A Sales Guy Incorporated, and he has been all over the world consulting with the very top people out there. I ran into a guy this week named John Arnold, who is a high-level sales trainer guy in that space, and I immediately, because I'm a name-dropping son of a gun, dropped Keenan's name on him, and it was instantaneous. I love that guy. He has spoken at conferences. He's spoken at companies I've been at. That guy knows his stuff, and he gave me his book called Not Taught, What It Takes to Be Successful in the 21st Century That Nobody's Teaching You. And I am telling you, if you are over the age of 30, you are old. And you might as well face that fact. These kids under age 30 are absolutely owning the new revolution out there. And Jim, in his book, just succinctly talks about this. It only comes along in maybe not even once in a lifetime. You know, the Industrial Revolution came along, and now we've got this information age. And it's a whole different ballgame where information is moving like the speed of light. And if you aren't at least aware of it, you're not caught up with it, and you're certainly not ahead of it. And I have no idea what I'm talking about, but his book does. It's called Not Taught, and here we go. Keenan, how are you, buddy? Nice to have you aboard.
Hey, thanks a lot, brother. Thanks a lot. You make me sound so big, so cool.
You are big and you are cool, and one thing you are that I didn't tell people is an unbelievable father of three daughters who has invented his life so he can live into it. He lives it powerfully and is like this rock solid dad, and he's movie star good looking. He's got a Jeep with no doors and no top, just like mine, and he just lives life like this maverick that is awesome, energized, and not bad to look at if you're probably a girl. So that's that simple. I love you, Keenan.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. My girls rock. I feel completely blessed. My girls are just the bomb. So thank you.
So tell me a story about why you wrote. Number one, tell me a story about who you really are. I gave people a little bit of a synopsis about who you are, and that came primarily from John Arnold. This guy thinks you hang the moon, but at the end of the day, you just go in and basically show companies how to be better at what they think they're already doing, correct?
Yeah. So, you know, simply put, I'm a sales consultant. And when companies' revenue is not where they want it to be, they start to panic, right? I mean, the lifeblood is revenue. And when you have a large organization, you have lots of salespeople, there's lots of processes, and it's easy to mess that up. So they asked me to come in and said, please, Keenan, tell us where we're messing up. How do we fix it? How do we get this revenue engine turned back on and headed in the right direction?
And as you do that with companies, you're out there. What is it? Any size company? Is it a little tiny company? I'm really intrigued by that. How does somebody hire you? What size? Do you just go with anybody, or does it have to be a Fortune 500? What's the criteria there?
So I normally play in what I call the small to medium sized business, right? So anywhere between 10 and about 250 million in revenue. That being said, Verizon is a client. You know, they're a top Fortune 50 or Fortune 10, I think. So, you know, I have worked with Fortune 500, but I prefer the small to medium-sized business, those companies between 10 and 250 million, because they're so much more agile. You can create such impact. So that's normally who I play with.
Oh, that's very cool. All right. And I am just, you know, I poke around. I'm 100 years old. I turned 65 yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I read your book, and the first time I read it, when I got it from Amy Watson, and she said, Tom, this guy is amazing. I cannot believe you don't know him. And I went in and started stalking you at that point. And I was astounded that you don't live in my world of home-based business. You live in the world. I'm astounded by that, because that market for you is better than the market that you're serving, but you haven't figured that out yet. And we're going to have another chat about that one of these days. But the people that I work with absolutely need what you've got. And one thing that me, as an old dog, wanting to learn new tricks, has never been able to get access to until I read your book, is literally what was wrong with me and how to fix it. I didn't even know I was sick, but I've been trying to mechanically fix my social media problem, my reach problem, using antiquated tools that I used through my last 45 years in business, and those days have passed me by, and I need to get up to speed on the way that you hyper-moving, crazy maniacs are doing it, because you people are reaching people all over this globe that I didn't even know existed. So kind of talk about that. This half hour is going to fly by, so know you've got a lot of information, so having me not talk is probably the key, so fire it up.
Well, look, I mean, look, what you're talking about, well, okay, when I wrote the book, what you're talking about right now is reach and the importance of reach, right? Reach has always been important. Reach is valuable. I mean, one of the things I talk in the book is back in the day before the internet, the only people that really had it were newspapers, television stations, and they guarded that like gold, right? It was worth billions of dollars, because if you had an audience, you knew you could advertise to them, you could push books through them. I mean, having an audience is a very real asset. Well, now the internet's here, so you don't have to go through a publisher. You don't have to go through an agent. You don't have to go through the TV stations. You don't have to go through the radio stations. You don't need the newspaper. You don't need a distribution channel. You can do it yourself. You got Twitter. You got Facebook. You got Pinterest. You got all this stuff. And if you're smart about it, you can grow an audience of 100, 500, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, a million people who follow you and want to listen to you and buy from you and read your stories and read your books. And you don't need to pay a dime for that. You just got to put in the work. And that's part of this is what's not being taught. Not many people are, no one's teaching that in college. No one's saying, hey, look, you really need to build a following. You need to build some reach. You need to build a brand. No one teaches anybody that, right? So it's a huge opportunity that exists today that didn't exist just 15, 20 years ago.
So I've been, throughout my brokerage career, my airplane career, I identified myself with who I work for. So I was a beach aircraft salesman. I was a stockbroker at I never thought through branding myself. And your book says, if you're going to do anything in your life, you brand yourself and absolutely get that out there. Because so far as I know, there's only one of me. There's only one Keenan. There's only one Dan Waldsmith. And what you need to brand is the guy and their girl in the mirror. Is that correct?
Yes. And here's the way to look at it, too. Yes, 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 and yes, a 13th time. Here's how it goes down. Our world evolves around search. Accept it or not, it's a fact.
Yeah.
It gets almost worse every day, right? There's like, we're in a bar and someone says, oh no, you know, so-and-so won the World Series 3 years ago. No, it was so-and-so. Okay, let's go check, right? I mean, someone says, oh, what's the weather going to be tomorrow? Oh, they pull up their phone, let's go check. I mean, what was the name of that book again? Oh, they Google. Oh, let's go check. We Google everything. Our babysitters, our teachers, our coworkers, the new person coming into the company, the neighborhood we're looking at. I mean, everything's Googled. And what's happening is a psychological phenomenon that's going on here. And that is this. If we Google something and it's not found, it makes us nervous. We don't trust it. We're like, hey, what's wrong with this? Why can't I find information on this? And this is the million-dollar piece of advice here. That is quickly turning into people. So if I'm a company looking to hire somebody and I get a resume and I run their name into Google and I don't find anything, I'm like, okay, what's wrong? What's wrong? Why does it not even have a LinkedIn profile? Why is I can't find anything about them? Why can't I find a reference? Why can't I find a referral? Why can't I find who they're married to? I can't find anything. Okay, this is making me very uncomfortable. What's wrong with this person? So that's the baseline minimum. That we don't trust what we can't find, and that includes the people. So if you're out there trying to get a job, you're trying to move, get promotions, trying to build a company, and people can't find you, they're not going to have anything to do with you. And so that's the downside. The upside or the positive side that you're talking about is if you recognize that, then don't just play the game half-assed. Lean all the way in and make it so that you build the brand that people find instantly, especially in your space of network marketing. Your ability to run, to type in your name and have the entire front page be all about you and all the value you bring to your customers and all the value you bring to the people around you and how you've built an amazing life, you can start selling you before they even meet you.
Amen. That's what happens to me. I tell
people
to go look at...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I tell people, go look. I say, go to scam.com and look me up right now. Or go look at just Google Tom Chenault scam. Because they're not going to find anything. And as they keep looking, they're going to figure out that maybe I'm somebody they want to do business with. So I don't even put anything on there except my name because I know they're going to Google me anyway. Because that's what everybody does. I told you this time is going to fly by. We're going to come back right after this short break. But this Keenan is the guy. The book is called Not Taught. I am telling you, if you don't order this book, I'm coming to your house. You have to have it. We'll be right back.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show, Saturday afternoon, live from Longmont, Colorado. I hope you bought this book during the break. It's called Not Taught, and it's written by Jim Keenan, K-E-E-N-A-N. He calls himself Keenan. He's written this book, and it is top flight. I love something else in the book, and it talked about thinking. 5% of the people in the world think, 10% think they think, and the other 85% would rather die than think. That was said by Thomas Edison. But this chapter by Keenan lays it out. And if you aren't thinking, I mean, it is mindless. We are so automated that we go through our life mindlessly and wonder what the hell happened. And we've got to break that mold and really interrupt that. Right, Keenan?
Yes, absolutely. Look, it's funny. We watch it and everybody else. Right? Like, I was on a flight the other day, and the cart in the middle of the aisle, you know, that cart they bring, the food cart, was blocking the bathroom, and a man was having something wrong. He was having a health issue, so all of the flight attendants were serving him, right, taking care of him. And those of us in the front couldn't get back to the restroom, and every time someone would get up, the lady would say, hey, I'm sorry, you'll have to wait a few minutes. So a few people started trying to go into the first-class bathroom. And the flight attendant there was like, no, you can't. You got to use the cabin in your seating area. And everybody's like, but it's blocked. She goes, I'm sorry. You have to sit down. She wasn't thinking, right? She couldn't process the fact that even though the rules are such, the situation has changed. And she was so automated by the rules that she was pissing people off because people have to go to the bathroom. They're blocking out, and she wouldn't let them use the first-class restroom. That's what I mean. You got to think. Yes. She couldn't get out of her own way. We do it all the time. We don't think.
And where is the best solution to doing that? Is it that, you know, you and I talked about inventing our perfect day when I had coffee or breakfast or whatever we had that day. And at the end of the day, how do you do your best thinking?
So it's interesting. It's awareness, right? And maybe that needs my next book, but I don't know how to teach awareness. It's literally awareness. It's the idea that says, okay, I know the rule or my first action, but does the situation at hand, has that changed? Does that require, is new information, is something that was unpredicted happening that I need to change? I need to do something different. And when you extrapolate that, not just from the type of thing this flight attendant was doing, but in your own life, you'll start to quickly realize, well, wait, I expected these six things to happen, let's say in my marriage or my kids growing up or the job I had. And the minute you're aware to the fact that things are not always what they're supposed to be, what should I do differently? How do I respond to this new environment? The awareness alone starts the synapses firing. But most people don't do that. They just aren't aware.
Last but not least, and the reason we even got together was Amy Watson. Here is a woman with unbelievable game that people are trying to stifle and put into an antiquated box called a crappy job. And she is so absolutely committed toward raising her daughter and being happy because she knows that productivity resides in happiness. And your book talks about that too. Tell people to stop selling themselves out to the man. Will you please? You've got 2 minutes.
Yeah. Look, I did a video. You can find me on Keenan on Facebook. Hey Keenan, Facebook. Hey Keenan. I did a video called Bet on Yourself. And here's how you bet on yourself, and here's how you stop working for the man. You get so good at what you do, you aren't afraid to go without a net. You're not afraid to go out on your own. The reason we work for the man is we're afraid we'll fail. So what we do is we let the man be our safety net. Because if we screw up or something goes wrong, we still get that check. Direct deposit every Friday into the bank account. So it takes the risk away. And it's because you're not confident enough that you can do it on your own. So you let the man bet on you because you won't bet on you. And until you're willing to bet on you, nothing's going to change.
Oh, I love that. So let me ask you this. So how does somebody find you? I mean, the best way to buy your book probably, is it Amazon? Is it going to your site? How do people, tell me a story.
Best way to get my book is go to Amazon. The best way to find me is go to asalesguide.com. If you are in social media, you can follow me on Twitter at Keenan. You can follow me on Facebook at Hey Keenan. You can Google me and I'm the entire first page. If you can't find me, then your 21st century search skills are in some serious need of help.
Okay, well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Amy Watson, if you are listening, thank you for bringing me this guy. I'm going to chase you till I get you. You are absolutely who I want to be when I grow up, Keenan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to come back right after this with an old friend of the show, Edgy Conversations, incredible book. His name is Dan Waldschmidt. You have to listen to the next segment. But right now, go buy Not Taught by Jim Keenan, like right now, and look him up on Facebook and watch that video. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. This is Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having an absolutely unbelievably great day. I hope you bought that book, because if you didn't, you are... you're crazy. That's just all there is to it. I can't even imagine how you could live without that book, having me read it. And if you're over 30, you are old. And that's what I got from the book. And I went out and talked to a few people and kind of pulled them on where they were in this whole world of information, and they were as antiquated as I am. So my next guest, I think I've got him. I hope I've got him. I didn't hear I've got him, but I know I do. His name is Dan Waldschmidt, and not only is this guy an unbelievable author, he is accomplished beyond words. I mean, unbelievably connected at the highest level of government and business, unbelievably committed to human beings. He is not doing what he's doing out there in the world for the money. He's doing it because he thinks this world needs more edgy people. And he wrote this book called Edgy Conversations. And it's get beyond the nonsense in your life and do what really matters. Everything you think you know about success is wrong. And he wrote this book, and I am telling you, it is so bad to the bone, I'm going to give you a few for free. So I'm going to tell you how to do that in a few minutes, but it's just a matter of a text message and we'll get that handled. But between here and there, we're going to listen to the radio show, so you're going to have to listen hard, and we're going to give away a pile of books. I'll give away like 20 or 30 of them here. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be funny. Dan Waldschmidt is, there's nobody better out there. I love this guy. I don't do enough with him. I've been a lousy friend to him. He is an insanely successful human being. Dan Waldschmidt, the triathlete, unbelievable man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, brother. Just pulled up on the side of the trail, doing a 14-mile run, stopped to realize time to talk to Tommy, and I couldn't
Good
be happy.
Golly. There is nothing like this guy. And his book, you know, he is such an amazing human being who was ready at one point to blow his brains out and changed it all. And became this machine of never, you know, I just took a picture at my house and people commented on Atlas Shrugged in that photo. And that book is completely about no compromise and having integrity and morals. And I, as I got the comments about Atlas Shrugged, I swear to you, my thought process was, why didn't I have Edgy Conversations sitting on my desk? Because it has impacted so many people in my life. Anybody having the guts to read this book got better. And I want to talk about it just a second more before I turn you loose. Every one of you that listen to this show have accomplished huge stuff in your life already. And you've got people patting you on the back every day telling you how great you are. And you're just dumb enough to believe them. So all of a sudden you start phoning it in a little bit and saying, you know, they're all saying I'm great. I must be great. But in your heart of hearts, every one of you guys know, and every one of you women know, that you are operating at about 25%, even though other people think you're operating at 100. And once you read Edgy Conversations, you are going to pull that greatness out of yourself at a new level that is unrecognizable, not only to them, but especially to yourself. Right, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, had I been able to write it again, I probably would have added a few more stories, and maybe I'll do an expanded edition. This one did really well. I think 250,000 copies and counting across the world, translated into a bunch of different languages. But, you know, some of the stories that I've heard after writing the book of people writing me, exactly like you're saying, Tom. Some people saying, look, I was struggling with suicide and I never told anybody. But the first time someone just put their foot to my pants and told me to get up and quit crying and go do something. And others have said, I'm 70 years old and I've been at the same job I hate for 50 years. And I just read your book and I walked into the office and said, screw it. I'm going out on my own starting my own business. And man, there's a lot of potential we have as humans, so much potential. And we're afraid to try, we're afraid to care, and it builds up over time. And I guess I wrote this book looking for answers myself, and along the way, I guess it helped a few other people.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And you know what I love about your book is it's not only talking about discipline, which is really, really critical for all of us. Not only discipline in your activity, which we've all got, disciplined in your thoughts, which starts it.
Yeah.
And just be willing to do that. But inside of the whole deal, the crux of your book is pretty much about becoming better human beings and giving back, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, you, Tom, you know this too. People say to you, because you've been very successful, you've had an interesting journey yourself. I love hearing your story about what you've done. I often say when I explain my story, I don't do it from a point of look what I've done. I look back and go, if I can do it, I'm the village idiot. man, all of you ought to have a running head start on me, you know? I dropped out of college.
Yeah.
I had all these screwy mistakes. But I often hear people say to me, they'll say, you know, you don't know what I've done. Or they'll say, you know, I am the way I am. And I'll say, no, you are the way you continue to be. You can change at any time. At 65, Colonel Sanders' restaurant went bankrupt. And from 65 to 95, you build a billion-dollar franchise. Tons of obstacles along with that journey started. He had to wait 65 years just to get to the starting line. There's a lot of people who say, you know, oh, I'm not there yet. What they forget is that before part of their life. You know, for example, before Tim Cook was the CEO of Apple, you know what he did? He worked at a manufacturing plant, an aluminum manufacturing plant in Alabama. Do you know what Sheryl Sandberg did? You know, COO at Facebook?
Yeah, of course.
She worked in the mall as a retail clerk. And Marissa Mayer, she bussed tables. And Michael Dell, he cleaned dishes in a Mexican restaurant. And story after story after story of these great people who accomplished great things, we assume that, you know, they just started right at the finish line, right? And we summarize their whole life, like Carly Fiorina, amazing woman, just was running for president not too long ago. Amazing story. Was a secretary, a nobody, and made her way all the way up to the biggest tech company in the world at the time. We look at that and we go, wow, that story. They became that success. What they forget is every morning they woke up with struggles. They woke up with struggles, and they had to focus their mind, to have that discipline in their mind to say, I don't feel like it. I'm going to do it anyways. That thought's negative. I'm going to stop having that thought. And your mind is a muscle. You don't wake up one day and do 500 push-ups, even 50 push-ups, maybe not even 5 push-ups. Now you start getting push-ups, you do 1 and then 2 and then 3. So if you struggle with negativity, or you're someone who goes, hey, it never worked out for me, you're probably not strengthening the muscle of your mind to stop yourself when you have negative thoughts and say, I'm not going to allow myself to be negative. Because whether you think you're right or whether you think you're wrong, you're still right, right? There's a lot of people out there who think they're going to fail. They're waiting for the other shoe to drop. In fact, that's a common phrase we say. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop. Why? Why? Because we think, you know, is something always bad is going to happen to me. So we look for the bad thing. Instead of saying, look, I think the good thing's going to happen. Let me look for the good thing. Because at the same time as that bad thing is happening and you're waiting for it, something good's happening it and you're missing it.
100% right. You guys, your thoughts control everything. In his book, and this page is buried in his book, but controlling your thoughts is the hardest part of struggling toward success. Nothing more difficult, no bigger challenge, and nothing more important. So that's, he goes on to say that the answer to this whole deal is really quite simple. You have to take off the fear goggles. But up a half a page is the line of all time. Here's the general rule of life. It's always what it's not.
That's right.
And if you're smart enough to recognize that, you could write a whole book on that page right there. Because Dan Waldschmidt, you nailed it like I've never heard it nailed before. But everybody, you've got what's going on with you as true. And you invented it and you imagined it and it's keeping you right where you are. And busting out of that paradigm is freedom. But it's going to take some courage, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, Tom, you've got people who report up to you, right, in your business. And you say to them, don't you want more for yourself? You're broke. You're struggling. You've already taken the first step. You've already said, I want to start this new business. I want to try this new venture. And then you stop short. Someone will say, oh, I need to do this thing. Or, you know, I'm going to watch Dancing with the Stars with my wife. That's our thing together. So instead of saying, hey, wait a minute. Let me get outside my comfort zone. And start doing, you know, maybe we make some phone calls together. Maybe we work on our business together. You know, maybe part of this discipline is that you need to destroy the things in your life that are stopping you, you know, from doing what's best. There's good things. Look, spending time with your wife, that's a good thing. Building a relationship, that's a good thing. But there's a lot of good people doing good things who never achieve their best. When Hernando Cortez came from Spain, the Spanish monarchy sent him with dollars and ships and gold and men to conquer and explore the New World. When he came to the New World, on the ships on the way, his men were talking and they were discussing how adventurous it was going to be. It was exciting. But this brand new venture they were doing. They're talking about how apparently there were gold nuggets all over the ground and beautiful women on every corner. And when they came to Latin America, I think they found beautiful women everywhere, but apparently there wasn't gold nuggets everywhere. And Hernando Cortes did something that was really, really brave and bold and something we can learn from. He said to his men, turn around, go back to the shore, and burn the ships. His men looked at him like he was crazy, and he said, burn the ships. See, it was a good thing to have a backup plan. That was a smart thing. It was a noble thing, an intelligent thing, but it would have stopped them from achieving the best thing, which was conquering, was this new venture, was being all in. And so he told his men, we're going to burn down the good thing. There's some people listening right now. You need to go home and burn down your cable bill because you're paying $200 for cable so you can have 991 channels. And that good thing is stopping you from doing the best thing, which is getting out of debt, right? And growing your business and building a future for your kids and making sure that your grandchildren understand financial independence. You're doing lots of good things, but you need to start burning down some ships. And that's a lesson I learned early on is what are the hedges I'm putting around my empire? Like, what am I doing to stop myself from not just doing good things, but making sure my mind is only focused, the only way out, the only way forward is towards best. I've burned the bridges to good. I'm not going back to bad. The only way I can succeed, the only way I can get out of where I'm at now is to aim with every ounce of muscle and strength and energy I have towards what is best. I think that's important to remember.
Wow. All right. We're going to take a break in 30 seconds. Between here and there, you need to send a text and your name and your mailing address to 303-667-1271. The first 30 people get a book from Dan Waldschmidt. 303-667-1271. And that is your name and address. I don't want to have to call you and ask you. So do that. You get the book. We'll be back right after this. It's the Tom Chanel Show.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age.
and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I got about five texts from people that did not write the number down right, even though I told you the number twice and I told you I was going to give you the number. So you have to write this down, 303-667-1271, and we'll send you the book. All you need to do is put your name and your address, and we've already got your phone number because you texted us, and we'll get that to you. Ken Smith and Elaine Asher down in Australia, we will send you one. We know you can't text the U.S., so you are also on the list. Thank you for listening to the show. It is wonderful to have us all over the world and people commenting. However, what's with people and their egos, if that's the word I want, where they would rather be famous than rich? How can you live your life looking good for one-tenth of the money that you could make by reaching out and saying, I'm going for it, like the guest previous, Jim Keenan? I mean, his book was talking about just absolutely stepping out there and going for it, thinking through it and go. Tell me about that. Why do people sell themselves out? Is it fear? Going back to the same thing you talked about, Dan, or what?
I think it's a lot of combination of things. But I think if you don't put yourself out there and you don't achieve it, then you haven't lost anything. But if you try and you don't achieve it, then you know you've got a black mark. And so you know, despite the fact that we all talk big, most of us don't want to be that vulnerable.
Wow. And, you know, I got into network marketing. It was the last house on the block. I told people if it was a choice between being a Martian and a network marketer, I would have asked you what the weather was going to be like on Mars. So there's no way in the world that I can judge people about that. But I just turned 65 yesterday, age 37. I was dead broke. I weighed close to 400 pounds. I was purple coming off of that alcohol, and I was unemployable. No one wanted to take a chance on me. And I backed my way into network marketing. And here, 27 years later, I will tell everybody on this show and in the world, the best thing that ever happened to me was being forced to be a multi-level marketer, because my life is now mine. My time is now mine. My money is now mine. And there is no doubt I was an overachiever as a stockbroker and an airplane salesman. But I'll tell you, being an overachiever as a multi-level marketer is the only one of those three careers that literally paid off forever. So whatever it is, you can find your groove, as you would say, your edge. Do it better than the other guy, and you win. Right, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. I also find it interesting, too, how you said, what was it, 27 years. 27 years. That's a long time. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. And it did take a long time.
But, you know, it just, I think there are some who look at what you've achieved, right, and they'll say, well, I tried and it didn't work. But I think you would look back and say, well, this is the product of really 27 years worth of work. And, you know, maybe going back, you could have done it faster or better as you started over from now. But with all the bumps that come from just being a human, you know, you've put a lot of sweat equity into getting to where you are. And that's also why you appreciate it so much.
No, but it paid. No, and that's, but that's a little bit. Here's the deal, everybody. It paid every inch of the way. It didn't take me 27 years to be successful. What I'm proud about is it's still around after 27 years. This profession's still around after 27 years. It sustained itself after 27 years. Even though I did everything I could to blow it up for 27 years, it was literally Tom Chenault proof. Your job isn't that. You say two stupid things and you're fired, right?
Yep. And you, yes, exactly right. You put in the time, and along the way, you were building and building and building. And, you know, you built something pretty impressive. I like what you said. Along the way, you know, you were successful, you know, pulling out more time, learning how to be more productive, earning more revenue, you know. I think that's important. That you achieved your short-term goal. You're planning for some medium-term goal. And looking back, look at all the different things you've got your hands in now. You've got some long-term goals you've achieved. You didn't even know you were going to achieve back then.
Yeah, and I am going to tell everybody, I don't know what's going to float your boat. I have no idea. But whatever it is, find your joy in it and do it 10 times harder than you're doing now. Find your joy and do it 10 times harder than you're doing it now, and it's going to work out, right?
Exactly right. So that was actually one of the number one qualities we saw in our research. Number one was that hard work. There's no escaping it. Look, it took the smartest astrophysicist in the world, Goddard, right, who invented the space shuttle, 557 tries to get a rocket to fly straight up in the air. So when I hear people talking about we need to work smarter, I'll say, look, I've interviewed or talked to the smartest people in the world in their field, and none of them ever said to me, I sat in the laboratory and I did more math problems, or actually some of them did. That's hard work for an astrophysicist. That I sat and I waited to see if there was a better program, software program that would help me do my job better, or a faster toy to help accelerate what I'm doing. All of them just said, look, I tried, and I tried again, and I tried again, and I tried again. So whether it was trying to invent fried chicken, whether it was trying to get a space shuttle to fly in the air, whether it was Winston Churchill, you know, fighting for what he believed in, to be elected prime minister. I mean, just case after case after case. You know, everyone was a failure until they weren't. And I think that's...
Dan, we got to go. We have got to go. I hate to do it to you. As usual, the time was way, way too short. Edgy Conversations, edgyconversations.com. Go buy the book. Bleed the book. Own the book. Breathe the book. We'll see you next week.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.